welcome to Early Mornings with Kalabo. If you've just tuned in, you are right on time. We're celebrating World Chocolate Day. I'm a massive chocolate fan. Give it to me all. Chocolate with almonds, chocolate and hot chocolate with marshmallows, chocolate and cake. All of it, just give it to me. And I am a happy, happy girl. And that's why I couldn't celebrate this day alone. One of my favorite local brands, Chocoloza, owned by chocolatier Vicky Bain, is going to be chatting to us. Because she is taking the country by storm with her unique brand of Belgian chocolates that's made with a truly African twist. Now, they've got a warehouse slash store at 44 Stanley in Johannesburg that I've visited before. And I tell you, I was in heaven, okay? I was in heaven. And then they made it even better by opening up a little setup inside the Checkers Hyper in Sandton City as well. So absolutely incredible. It's been locked down, yes, but there is a way that you can get hold of the chocolate too. But for now, we're going to be talking about this fine, delicious African chocolate that you can have. Welcome to the show, Vicky. Happy Chocolate Day.
Happy Chocolate Day, Kanawa. Lovely to chat to you.
I know that you always say you are willing to wake up any time to talk about chocolate.
That's true. And I think that was the thing, right? I've always said you could wake me up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I will talk about chocolate. The problem is to get me to shut up. So I'm glad that you tested me out.
Well, I'm glad you got up. I'm ready to have chocolate for breakfast any day. Now, Vicky, I can imagine that over the last 3 months, I mean, morale has been low. People have been going through a lot. Are people consuming more chocolate, you reckon?
Well, we've obviously been closed in the beginning. I do think people are looking for stuff that makes them feel better, you know? And that's the thing. This is what we're chatting about. You know, if you can have great quality chocolate that is not going to fill your body with all sorts of horrible things that you shouldn't be putting in it. Have great quality chocolate. Let yourself feel better. You're supporting a local business. Why not? Absolutely. Have it for breakfast. Absolutely. Why not?
Exactly. But now, you mentioned quality chocolate, and I think coffee people love to say this as well. You need to have quality coffee. And it's like, not everybody just wakes up or grows up knowing what quality coffee is or what quality chocolate is. What is quality chocolate?
So I think for me, it's actually quite simple. It needs to come from the cocoa tree. It's actually not complicated. So cocoa comes from theobroma cacao, which is the food of the gods. How apt is that, right? Now, that means that a lot of the chocolate that we buy is not made with cocoa butter and cocoa solids. It's made with palm oil and heaps of sugar and flavorings and things like that. Now, that's fine if you want to keep your chocolate on the shelf for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 12 months. That's fine. It's a very different product. What we make is to make you feel good. And it's not made to last for a year or 6 months. It's made to last for a few weeks and to make you ecstatically happy in that 2-3 weeks. So it doesn't have a lot of sugar in. It's made with pure cocoa butter. It's made by 13 very talented women at 44 Stanley in Joburg. And that's okay. And I think people are also very happy to buy great quality, as you say, coffee, chocolate, whatever, and maybe have a little bit less of it, but spend a little bit more on it, you know? And
exactly.
I think that, absolutely.
And it's always like a good investment to make, to be quite honest, because it just tastes so glorious. It's like, you know what, I'm willing to treat myself to this once, like a box once a month, as opposed to like bad chocolate every single week. You know what I mean?
Well, we're going for more than once a month. But yes, I say totally take your point. I'd rather have something that's amazing quality. That's okay. Make yourself feel good. You don't need to have it every morning. That's
Exactly. Now, when one hears about your brand, Chocoloza, the first thing they hear is that it's Belgian chocolates with an African twist. So it's made the Belgian way. And I know that that's where you learned the trick of the trade and how to be a chocolatier and do what you do all the way in Belgium. Now, I was lucky enough last year to actually go to Belgium and taste Belgian chocolate as well. Incredible. Literally chocolate heaven. If someone's never been to Belgium or they don't know that that is literally where you need to have some chocolate, tell us a little bit about chocolate being made the Belgian way. What is the Belgian
way?
Yeah,
absolutely. So I was very lucky enough to find myself in Belgium. Supposed to be in France for a year and a half, but ended up in Belgium for 14 years because I had good planning skills, but it worked out really well. So for us, when we say seriously Belgian, naturally African, what we mean is we make it the Belgian way. We use Belgian chocolate, but everything else is local. Because we in South Africa are so lucky, we have the best fruits and nuts and dairy in the world. And for us as a brand and for us to support our economy, that's what we do. So we make it the Belgian way, which makes, we make little pralines or truffles or bonbons, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And we're very passionate about the craft. So all of our chocolatiers have been trained to make the Belgian way. But we make it in Joburg, and we use local ingredients. So you'll notice we'll use lots of pecans and macadamias and things like that. We don't use sort of imported pistachios and stuff like that, because we really have such amazing food quality here, and we should be celebrating that.
Absolutely.
And so, so we'd rather buy our ingredients from a Bean Their Coffee, from, you know, from small local producers that do great quality, and maybe they're small scale. That's absolutely what we're looking for.
Especially during this time, I absolutely love that, supporting other local businesses and buying locally made products. I know that you hire women. You guys are an incredible group of women, which is, that is, you know, one of my favorite things about your business. But I know that you also all about the environment as well, in terms of your packaging and ethics and all of that, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, so I actually have a background in environmental law, which makes me a very happy tree hugger. And I'm glad that more people are on board with that. So all of our packaging is locally made, again, by a local brand, and 100% already recycled. But the cool thing is, if you buy a box of chocolates from us and you bring it back and you refill it, we'll give you a free chocolate every time.
I love that. I did not know that last year. I bought some chocolate from you. Now I know. Okay, I absolutely love that. I will be bringing my box back. Absolutely love that you guys are environmentally friendly. Absolutely love that you, you know, the chocolate is healthy. It's good for you. Doesn't have heaps amount of sugar. It's made from locally made products as well. But now, Vicky, lots of people have been experimenting with baking during lockdown.
Yes.
Lots and lots of people. Some have gone good, some have gone bad, but lots of dilemmas and lots of fun over there too. But let's talk about baking chocolate a little bit.
So a lot of people come into us and say, do you sell baking chocolate? And I really would love to dispel the myth, which is there's good quality chocolate and there's bad quality chocolate.
Yes.
And if you're going to be baking, it's the same for the people that use wine in their cooking, you know. Use good quality wine. It's the same thing with chocolate. Use good quality chocolate. So please, guys, come and get great quality chocolate. Don't buy, don't compromise and say, I'm going to buy baking chocolate. Because there really is no difference. There's good quality chocolate and bad quality chocolate.
So
and great chocolate should be made with cocoa butter and cocoa solids, and it should come from the cocoa tree. It shouldn't be filled with palm oil and flavorings and blah, 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 which is often what's sold to us as, you know, baking chocolate. So if you're looking for really amazing muffins, or you're looking for pancakes with chocolate sauce or whatever, use great quality chocolate. Don't compromise and use something that, you know, is definitely cheaper and will last longer in your store cupboard, but it's not going to give you the flavor and the happiness that you're looking for.
Exactly. And man, especially when you're baking, like a chocolate cake, I want some good quality chocolate in my chocolate cake.
Exactly, yeah.
You cannot mess that up.
There's no reason why you can't. Yes, it melts faster. That's okay.
Otherwise, keep your cake, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Now, talking about food and things we like to eat with chocolate, obviously, like, you know, your chocolate cakes and all of that are extremely popular. But let's chat a little bit about breakfast / brunch meals you can have with chocolate. Can you have chocolate as food?
Of course you can. Absolutely, of course you can. So one of the really interesting things for me about dark chocolate, a lot of people say to me, white chocolate is too sweet or dark chocolate is too bitter. It shouldn't be. It should be full of flavor. You should be tasting the flavor in there and not just the sugar.
Yes.
And that means it's really great for cooking. So if you're using a dark chocolate or a white chocolate or whatever it is you're using, it combines so beautifully with all sorts of crazy flavors. You know, ruby chocolate that we use a lot goes so well with lemon. So can you imagine your pancake with lemon juice over it and a little bit of ruby chocolate in between? Oh, it's amazing. So great quality chocolate should not be defined by this is sweet or this is not sweet. There's a whole wealth of flavors in there which go really well with all sorts of different things. You can put good chocolate with your steak. You can have, like I said, ruby chocolate with your lemon pancakes. You could, oh my word, imagine in lemon poppy muffins. That would be amazing. But it's because you've got that intensity of flavor, it will pair so well with all sorts of savory things.
And I can imagine that's why
you maybe some of the people that are listening are going to find some combinations that I hadn't even thought of. Absolutely, let's go for it.
I can imagine that you can absolutely experiment. Whatever you think your taste buds
handle,
you can do exactly that. And especially because we've been at home cooking, experimenting so much with meals, that it's the perfect time to be experimenting a little bit of your breakfast with some chocolates. And I love how you say that that's why it's important to have quality chocolate, because then you're tasting the flavors and experiencing the flavors and not that horrible, sweet, intense, sugary taste, because then that's what's going to take away from what you're actually eating and the meal that you're making.
And sugar actually does something that a lot of people don't know. Apart from being a really good preservative, it tends to mask the flavor. So, for instance, we make a really amazing Granadilla passion chocolate. Mm-hmm. And you put it in your mouth and you taste Granadilla. And the reason you taste it so strong is because there's very little sugar in it. So sugar tends to mask the flavor. You know, like if we're eating bad quality coffee and it's bitter, you put a little bit more sugar in because it masks the flavor. So if you want to bring out the flavor, what you need to do is use a little bit less sugar.
Oh, love it. Somebody on the WhatsApp line is like, oh man, I think I got to fly all the way to Belgium to experience some quality chocolate. No, you actually do not need to. You don't even... Yes, and I love the fact that now that we're under lockdown, you guys are delivering as well, Vicky. So one doesn't even need to go all the way to 44 Stanley and Joburg to be able to experience Chocolosa, right?
Absolutely not. No, give us a shout. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Give us a WhatsApp and we'll deliver to you.
I love it. So that is, I'm just checking all your handles really quickly.
Let me give it to you. So we are, so Instagram and Facebook is Chocolosa Belgian Chocolates. If you just look it up, Chocolosa, you'll find us. Normally, if you put Chocolosa into your GPS, it will also bring you to us. Awesome. And Twitter is just at Chocolosa.
And I can imagine that, Vicky, because, I mean, the first time I visited your store, that's where I got to learn a little bit more about chocolate, that you are open to teaching people chocolate 101, which is amazing. Because it's one thing to be like, yes, guys, buy quality chocolate. But if I'm coming to you, will you be able to educate me and be like, okay, cool, this is how you can start off. What flavors do you like? This is how I'll start you up. This is what we can mix for you.
Absolutely. We call it our chocolate adventure evenings, and I can't wait to get them started again once this current madness has passed. Yeah. And do you know what? Why we do that? So people come in, we do a blind tasting, we let them do a tasting, and we tell them where chocolate comes from and how chocolate is made, and then we do what we did with you. We bring you into our workshop and let you make your own box of chocolate. But the reason that's important, and as one of the things that is for me very important about our brand, is that often chocolate, certainly if you go to Belgium or a lot of other countries, it's seen as it's quite a larny, quite a almost exclusive experience. And we wanted to take that away and say, part of the naturally African is it's accessible. Come in, you're welcome to come in, put your feet up, chill on the Wi-Fi, sit in our chocolate lounge and relax. It doesn't need to be something that is formal and very...
And for the rich,
sure,
because
you've got your
especially
best
if you're not, chocolate's for everyone.
So relaxed. It's great quality chocolate, but that doesn't mean it should be larny or pretentious.
I love that. Thank you so much, Vicky.
So we
Thank
will
you
cover
for...
you with chocolate if you come in. Absolutely.
Oh. I would love that. I'm definitely going to be placing an order soon since we're still social distancing. And if you tuned in right now and you want to experience Chocolosa, it is local. It is amazing. It's absolutely incredible and made the African way. Do visit chocolosa.co.za or check them out on all social media platforms. Vicky, how does a chocolatier celebrate World Chocolate Day? Like, what are you going to do today?
We're going to get into the workshop and make all sorts of wonderful things. I'm just going to be happy to be with my team. It's going to be amazing. Our chocolate lounge is open. We serve the most amazing hot quality hot chocolate. So come on in and celebrate your way. So if you want to come in and have one piece of chocolate, if you want to come in and buy the whole shop, it's all good. Absolutely
fine. Seriously,
make sure
welcome.
You get yourself some good quality chocolate wherever you get it.
Exactly. Love it. Thank you for joining us on World Chocolate Day. That was Vicky Bain, who is a chocolatier and owns a store called Chocolosa that you can find at 44 Stanley, or you can find them online so you can experience some real beautiful, amazing, incredible quality chocolate. It's seriously Belgian and naturally African. Early morning.